Hi, everyone. Good to see you. If you don't know me, my name's Chris. I'm one of the elders at the church here, and I'm going to share a little bit of a devotional this evening. Are we evening? This afternoon. So, good afternoon. Yes. I'm going to read the passage, pray, and then we'll share a little bit. Our passage today is Isaiah 9:6. It says, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Jesus, just as we just talk about who you are for a few moments this afternoon, we pray, Lord, that you would be made real to us, whether it's a familiar story or a new story, that Jesus, we would hear what you are saying to us this day as we celebrate your arrival. We pray in your name. Amen. You know, maybe some of you are doing like really awesome today and you're just like so excited. It's like Christmas Eve and tomorrow's Christmas Day. And maybe some of you have children and you're so excited. They're going to open the presents and they're super excited about all that. But also I was thinking, you know, I tell people, it's like, I don't know if it's just because I'm getting older and cynical or if it's an accurate statement, but it feels like the world is it's in pretty rough shape. If we start thinking about it, we don't have to go very far. We just, you know, we can think about the Ukraine or Iran or, you know, our friends to the south in the U.S., lots of stuff going on there. And then we don't need to even go even that far away. We can just come to us in this room and many issues we face and even some of the songs we're singing today. Maybe some of those are hard. You're going through things. And maybe it seems like in this world that peace eludes us, with so much fear and anxiety in this world. If you could put up that first slide. Oh, you've got the first slide. Thank you, Ratchet. You're right on top of it. And I was contemplating and just thinking, looking at this picture of the universe and those pictures there, like each of those points of light are actually not stars. Each of those is a galaxy. And in our universe, they're even saying there's more now maybe, but at least 200 billion galaxies in the universe, probably more. And each of those galaxies has 100 billion stars. And I was thinking, what does that say to us, for us today? Well, what does that say to us about God, about who God is? Like many of us in this room, we believe in God. But if we look at this picture, and I just kind of, like there's lots of things we can think about who God is just from that image. You know, one of the things that comes to mind for me is that, okay, if there's a real God and he created the universe, he's incredibly powerful and, like, in a sense, incomprehensible. Like, I can't wrap my head around 100 or 200 billion galaxies with 100 billion stars. But also maybe it would say to us, like, if you look at that, like, a lot of that, most of that space is there's nothing there, right? It's just darkness, and it's cold. So maybe God could also seem distant or cold, and so maybe too far away to care about us, or maybe just sort of, yeah, got things in motion and set this universe in place, and we're just kind of here on our own, just trying to, you know, figure things out and do the best we can. But is that who God truly is? Maybe there's, yeah, I think some of those, you know, just incomprehensible and vast and amazing and... those are far away, those galaxies. If you zoom in, I'm sure some of you have looked at pictures of galaxies and nebulas and all that. I think it's artwork to me, too. It's like an incredible piece of artwork that God has created. And if we come back to the passage, if you want to just throw up the slide again there, it says, to us a child is born. To us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And so the God of the universe, according to this passage, and a whole bunch of the other passages that we've read, and maybe for some of you it's like, wow, I'm just like, what does that mean? What does that mean? And some of the songs maybe are kind of, it's like, wow, there's a lot going on here. But in this passage here, it says, right, it says in that Mighty God that he came to earth as a child. And I was trying to come up with something, and I was, you know, praying about this and thinking, okay, how can I sort of juxtapose those two things together? The image in the back of this universe and a child being born, and he's God, and he came to Earth. And honestly, it's like, I was really having a hard time, because it's like, how do you do that? How do you bring those two together? The creator of the universe who did all of that and yet came to Earth to be with us, which really to me makes sense. If God wanted to reach out to us, that he would come and be among us and be that mighty God in our midst. And there's a little bit about, the government on his shoulders there. That's like, what is that? What does that mean? And in some of the passages, it talked about the lion and the lamb lying down together, and there'll be peace and all this stuff. And so for us as Christians, what we think about, which is amazing, we talk about this time being Advent and Jesus being born, like those hundreds or thousands of years ago, a couple thousand years ago. But we also believe there's a time when he will come back. Right? And so the government on his shoulders, this lion and the lamb lying down together, this peace coming, that the way the world is right now is not the way the world is supposed to be, and nor will it be the way it will always be, because Jesus will come back. And I don't know about for you, but that does bring me some comfort when I think of the chaos in this world or the chaos that can happen in our own lives. And this passage, you could really, should I go for an hour on this passage? No, I'm not going to go. I wanted to just pull out that other one piece in there. Prince of Peace. Maybe it doesn't seem like it, right? Right now, chaos in this world doesn't seem like there's peace. But the kingdom of God is coming. But the way the kingdom of God comes is like this. He comes one person at a time. One person at a time. One heart changed at a time. And maybe on the surface, it doesn't look like we can see that much of that in this world, but it is happening. It is happening. It's happening all over the world, that lives are changing one person at a time. This setting that we're in here, a church setting, this is not a familiar setting to me when I was a kid. I did not grow up in the church. I knew a little bit about church, a little bit this and that, but this is not the setting that I grew up in. I'm not a traditional Christian that grew up in the church. But for me, when I was 18, this Jesus, this Prince of Peace, came to me. And I saw who he was and started on a journey following Jesus. And it's a long journey. It's been a long time. And there's been lots of bumps. There's been times of being away from God, all of these things. But in the midst of all that, he's been with me. And the transformation that I see in my own heart is that the Prince of Peace, no matter what's going on in this world, that the Prince of Peace has come to me, and I have peace with God, and he puts peace in my heart. And that is transformative when everything around us is crazy, that the Prince of Peace can come and change our lives and change our hearts, one person at a time. And so I want to encourage you, wherever you're at today, but if you're here, especially and you don't yet know Jesus, this is unfamiliar to you, I'm here to tell you that he is inviting you. The creator of the universe, the one who made this entire universe, came to earth so that you could have relationship with him, so that you could have peace with God, so that the fears and the anxieties, not that you'll be free from fear and anxiety, that can still come, difficulty still comes. But the peace of God in the life of your heart and your life with God is transformative. And I want to encourage you this night to consider him as we have been singing about him, as we're talking about him, to invite him in to your life and start on that journey. I can tell you it's been the most amazing thing in my life, and even the hard part. So you look back, not maybe when you're in the middle of it, but you look back and you see that God is with us. Bless you this evening.